So it's 1,047 interviews, so it's our standard size pulling over the weekend. And approval was 59, disapproved 28, no opinion 13, which is our last poll was January 26th, right after Vietnam. It was 54-36. The interesting thing is the approval up high, which is
good. Not as much as we were expecting.
I don't know. As I told you, I had not expected it was going to soar. I think it's a solid growth instead of a blip, though. But I mean, this is the point. The disapproval is 28 is way down.
Yeah.
36. See, the undecided went up 3. As well as
the comments, I think y'all would have to come up with around 57, wouldn't you?
Well, at least, yeah, I would think so. Because Gallup, by the same time we were out, he was at 53.
Is that his last opinion? 54, 54, 36.
53-36 here.
Sure.
Ours is 54-36. His is 53-36.
Ours is 55-44.
Harris is 55-44. Miss Harris had no undecided. So ours is up 5 points.
He's up.
His ought to be up in some comparable order, that I would think. So I would guess he'd be about the same as where we are tonight. The under, the other going down is kind of interesting.
Well, that's not bad.
We asked to be, I was thinking that we might get up to 60 at this point. 59 is.
But it is May. It's a stronger show.
Ask for approval, ask the approval of Vietnam question. It's the same. Basically, yeah, it was 53-36, it was 52, 54-38 in January. Your overall reaction was to the president's trip, and it was 74% favorable, 20% unfavorable. That's just overall reaction to the president's trip. Awareness is 80%, 81%. Well, that's on either a great deal or a fair amount. And 17% said very little, and only 3% said nothing. So total awareness, 97%. Would you satisfied or dissatisfied with what was accomplished? 59 satisfied, 18 dissatisfied. world peace, 93% more likely. In July, we pulled that right after the announcement, and it was 68%. Said more likely, so that's not on the podcast. How would you rate President Nixon on the way he conducted himself in China as the representative of the American people? 41% outstanding, 40% good, total 81%. And that, I think, is significant. 12% fair and only 4% poor. When you get down to where an American cross-section rates Nixon, only 4% rate Nixon poor, you're doing pretty well. Because you've got more people than that.
There are but the outsider than you are.
41%, right. As a result of President opening up discussions with the People's Party, and you personally regard it more favorably as a world leader, less favorably, or doesn't make any difference. We asked that in July also after the announcement. In July, it was 45 more favorably, 11 less. Now it's 44 more favorably, which is the same. But the less is 6% down in the line. That doesn't matter, John. That's kind of interesting. Which do you think is more important, establishing relations with communist China or maintaining relations with the nationalist Chinese on Taiwan? We asked this in July. July, communist China 26, Taiwan 25, both 29. Now, it's communist 33, Taiwan 22, both 23. The relations with communist China went up 7, and with Taiwan went down 3. And that both went down 6. By opening up normal relations, more normal relations, you think President Nixon increased or decreased chances of negotiating the end of Vietnam War? 61% increase, 10% decrease, 16, no difference. That's exactly the same as it was last July, right after the China. Then we asked that question that we asked in July, of the names of 8 men in various positions of government, rate each one on how capable we'd be conducting negotiations and relations with communist China. Very capable, fairly incapable, or very incapable. Nixon then was 38% very capable and 43% fairly capable for a total of 81. Now it's 45% very capable and 41 fairly capable. So the positive goes up 5 points from 81 to 86, but the very capable goes up 7 points from 38 to 45. Fulbright, no change. 39 favorable then, 39 favorable now. You mean capable?
Total.
Yeah, 10% very and 29% fairly capable. Humphrey was 54 in July, now 50.
The total.
That's the total. And the very capable is where the whole drop was. It was 19, now it's 15. The fairly capable is 35, still 35. Kennedy was 60, now 58. Kissinger was 56, now 66. And that his very capable went from 24 up to 33. Points. That's his publicity, of course. Mansfield was 51, now 54.
Roger.
Muskie was 54, now 49. Dropped 5 points. His capable, very capable, was 20, dropped to 15. Same as Humphrey's, exactly. Humphrey was 19, dropped to 15. Muskie was 20, dropped to 15.
So Sandy's very capable.
27. And a state at 27. See, he led Kissinger before, now he's behind Kissinger.
Right, the Kennedy thing is phenomenal. That's a carryover for the Kennedy mistake, isn't it?
Rogers is no change. It was 50, now 49. And it's very capable. Was 15, now it's 14.
My God, you know, that's a problem. I never let him see that one.
No. But the point is, it didn't change. It was low before the trip, and it's no lower now. He did lose by the trip, as some people would have expected. Then we made some statements and asked if you agreed or disagreed, both some positive and negative statements, to see what people's views were on things. President Nixon's visit to China resulted in a sellout with the non-communist Chinese on Taiwan. Made that as rough as we could by saying non-communist Chinese on Taiwan. 325, disagree 57. You'll find throughout these that there's a hardcore of between 25 to 30 that disagree with the substance of the trip.
That's the case. You have that to be reflected in your Republican
Could be. I don't have the break on that. Republican versus Democrat. 23, 57, disagreed. 18, okay. President Nixon's visit to China opened the doors to more normal relations with a large and important country. 84, agreed, 11, disagreed. So there's a positive on that part. President Nixon's visit to China caused us to lose the confidence of our allies in Asia, such as Japan and South Korea. We're picking up quotes of things that have been said. 25 agrees, 60 disagrees. That's a 25 negative group. President Nixon's visit to China gained almost nothing for the U.S., while it helped raise the prestige of the leaders of communist China. 28 agrees, 61 disagree. That's why they talked about. President Nixon's visit to China eased tensions and made world peace more likely. 69 agree, 23 disagree. That's the same pattern. Yeah. President Nixon's visit to China undermined the confidence in the U.S. among our allies all over the free world. 28 agree, 59 disagree. President Nixon's visit to China was mainly a publicity stunt to get more votes in the 72 presidential election. 34 agree, 61 disagree. Disagree stay solid at about 60, or the positive, whichever side. As a result of the president's visit to China, this would be a
major partisan Democrats, of course, are back in 34%, which would be against the Trump-Hiller High Bar.
So if even they agree, you open the door.
Yeah.
All right. As a result of the president's visit to China, the chances of negotiating an end to the Vietnam War have been improved. 56 agree, 31 disagree. You've got some expectation there, negotiation. Then this is kind of interesting. In spite of what President Nixon said, there were some secret agreements made between the United States and China that the public is not being told about. 56 agree, 27 disagree. But back to the negative, I would put that question slightly differently. I would say President Nixon said there were no secret agreements. Do you agree or disagree?
I would have gotten to it. When you're talking about it, you're on a telephone with somebody.
Yeah.
In spite of what President Nixon said, they were going to take your leading them into the other
country.
That's right. I wouldn't be concerned about that.
The U.S. had
not sure people give a damn about secret agreements.
Well, I don't think they did, because it showed all the positive goes just the other way. The U.S. had to make some concessions to China, while the Chinese made no concessions to us. 31 agreed, 47 disagreed, 22 don't know. So I don't know. As a result of the president's visit to China,
part of the Democratic line.
Yeah. As a result of the president's visit to China, there will be an increase of period between the U.S. and China that will be good for our country. 65 agree, 21 disagree. The point is that the negatives that they've been pushing have scored somewhere around 25 to 30% of the people. That's all.
I suppose that doesn't do anything.
I don't think it is at all.
Considering that.
So if you got more than that,
or they will build up. They will build up over a period of time or two.
I'm not so sure they will. I think you got more negatives at the beginning. In a way than you have in the follow up. I don't know.
You're right, you're correct. But you know, they're probably pretty bad. You know what I mean? They've got
on every little thing. We've got Harris and Gallup both in the 12th in the field. Gallup was in last weekend, same time we were, and Harris was in during the week. So we've all three polled at exactly the same time, basically.
We know that how ours is an honest poll, that's the point. We know it, we don't ask it.
Although ours is a telephone poll and theirs is a personal interview.
Sure.
Yeah. So there is a difference
generally. The Gallup has always been 3 to 4 points more.
But by the trend, they should come out about the same. In other words, we might have 5 points, 10% gain. They ought to go up 5 points. We're all about the same. See, we were 54, Gallup was 53, and Harris was 55, so we were all right about on the same.
Ours was taking a little bit of different time than theirs.
Yeah, we were right after the
did not think. Gallup was a week later and Harris was 2 weeks later. So maybe the R's a little higher. Could be right after Vietnam.
Could be.
And I agree too, he wanted to be solid in the trip. You know, he wanted to sit and talk about it.